It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of the Pete George Experience, where we go into part two of how the Australian political system works. And today's episode is all about how Australia runs its elections. Well, very much similar to the British, I think. And it's all conducted by an independent body called the Australian Electoral Commission. So in Australia, to win power in the House of Representatives, which is the lower house that makes all the decisions and comes up with the good and bad ideas. There's, as I mentioned in the previous episode, there's 151 seats, and to form government, you need half plus one. So that's 76 in total. So how is all of this conducted? Well, every 3 years, the sitting party or parties go and have parliament dissolved and call an election. And it's normally 6 weeks out before the date. And our elections are always held on a Saturday. And you can vote in three manners. So that's a vote on the day, do a prior vote leading up to the election, so you can go and vote at a different location if you have a valid reason. And three is postal and absentee. So absentee is where you're not going to be in the country, so you can do that prior to leaving. And postal is where you're going to be interstate and you post it back in and then they're counted. So there's a lot of misconceptions about our elections, how they can be rigged and everything. Now, there is only, in my experience, and I have worked on an election, there is only one flaw that is in our system compared to other places around the world. And from what I've seen, learnt and understood, America is a shocker for it. So who can vote? Any Australian citizen over the age of 18. So you must be 18 or older, and it is compulsory, and if you do not vote, you can be fined. So that's the first thing that changes us from that wonderful, wacky, strange place called America, where it is compulsory here. It's on a given day. If you, and as I said earlier, if you have a valid reason, you can vote prior to. And that's there for people that work weekends and travel and things like that. So it's a good system. And more people are doing the pre-poll voting. So what happens on the actual day? Well, you go to a polling booth, and they're normally at a state school or high school, anywhere in the given areas of your electorate. And then from there, you mark your name off, and then you, if there's a Senate, which is the upper house, if they're both doing a part vote for the Senate, then you'll receive two papers. You mark them one to however many is on the sheet, because it's not first across the post here in Australia. It's what's called a preferential system, where you mark the ballot paper, as I said, from one to how many's on the sheet, so it's in order of your preference. And this is where it all gets a little bit dodgy and hard for a lot of people to understand. So what do we mean by your preference? So say, for instance, you wanted to vote Liberal but not have Labor get many votes, and vice versa. You would select whichever party you prefer, and then you would put the party that you least prefer as the higher number. So the trick is, in this system, is to get 50% or higher. So in the what we call the first preferences counting, and I'll get into a little bit more detail about counting to shut a few people up, is that they'll do the first round of counting, and then they work out who's had the most votes, who's had the second most. And then from there on, they take, say, for instance, there was four. Whoever came fourth, they would grab their ballot papers and count again, and then start distributing their preferences to the count. And if that gets the party with the highest votes over the 50, well, that's the winner. If not, then they go to the next number, so on until they get that 50. So there is a coalition here in Australia. It's called the Liberal National Party, and there is a soft, what I call a soft coalition between Labor and the Greens. At the moment, the Labor Party is in power and they do hold a majority, and the worst case scenario is that you end up with a hung parliament, and that's a topic for a different talk. So, what happens on the day, and voting starts at 8, finishes at 6, and then from 6 o'clock in that particular state, the people that worked on the polling booths for the Australian Electoral Commission, they start counting the votes at that booth. And there's different locations also for the pre-poll, postal and absentee votes. And I can tell you from experience, there is no way the system can be cheated in this part of the process with the counting. There are people called scrutineers who represent the different parties. They oversee, and if they think that that's a valid vote, then they'll dispute it, and then you get the head of your polling booth or whomever to check it, and they have the final say. So if that person says no, it's not. And the funny thing is that it can be a discrepancy of a number. So if you don't clearly number them, and if they can't clearly determine the numbers, that becomes invalid. If you only put one number, and that's an invalid vote. But that's for federally. In some states and some council elections, it's first past the post, so you don't have to do the preferential voting. So that's pretty much how we do it here. And in summary, it is compulsory. It is done on one day, on a weekend, and you must get 76, so half plus one, to win federally. It's very similar from state to state, and there's not many states now that do have first across the post. In council elections, I know in Queensland that is the case, where you can just mark one, but It's a fair system. And the only other thing I'll say about our electoral process, so people, you'll see our Prime Minister and Deputy Prime Ministers, the people of Australia don't vote for them. The people in their electorate vote for them, and it's the political parties that elect their leaders, not the people of Australia that elect the leaders. So that's how it all works. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of this series. The next one hopefully will be a little bit of nitty-gritty and a look at Queensland, because that's where I'm from. Then we'll break that down and have a little bit look at the history of Queensland politics. And make sure of two things. One, that you subscribe to the show. Push the little subscribe button on your podcast, preferred podcast platform, because we're on them all. And as I always say, whether it's a video episode or a podcast episode, just wake up and be the best version of yourself.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.